弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have more words of prayer.
天父，我们从心的深处把感谢赞美归给你。
Our Heavenly Father, from the depths of our heart, we give you praise and worship.
我们是照着你的旨意被创造的。
We are created according to your will.
我们也是因着你的慈爱、你的怜悯而被拯救回来的。
And it is because of your love and mercy we are redeemed.
我们实在尝到你无比的恩典和大爱。
We have truly tasted your amazing grace and love.
但我们对你的认识还是非常的浅少。
But our knowledge of you is so little.
我们求你在这样的机会里面再一次向我们显现。
Lord, we ask you that at this opportunity you reveal yourself to us again.
向我们启示你自己。
To reveal yourself to us.
你知道说话的人是何等的不配。
You know how unworthy is the spoken one.
是何等的拙口笨舌。
How slow I am at words.
是何等的有限，是何等的软弱。
How limited and weak he is.
但是你的旨意必定要成就。
But Lord, your will be fulfilled.
我们就求你使用这一点的时间。
We pray that you use this time.
使用这个不配的器皿。
To use this unworthy instrument.
使用在这里这样的一个机会。
To use this opportunity here.
我们求你像说话的说话。
We pray that when you speak to us,
像翻译的说话,
to speak to the translating one,
像听话的说话,
to speak to those who are listening,
我们求你借着智慧和圣灵说话,
pray that you speak to us through your wisdom and the Holy Spirit,
我们并不需要更高、更大、更深的道理,
we don't need a greater or deep knowledge,
但我们需要你亲自将你的真理放在我们里面。
But we need you to put the truth in us.
并且圣灵带我们进入一切的真理。
So that the Holy Spirit can guide us into all truth.
复活的大能使我们都活过来。
So the power of resurrection can revive all of us.
使我们不再停留在那样不能荣耀你们的光景。
So that we no longer dwell in a state that cannot glorify you.
所以有什么话我们向你求问，求你请说。
Lord, and if there are words, we ask you to speak to us.
求你开通我们的耳朵。
To pray that you open our ears.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
也开我们的心窍。
And open our hearts.
让我们能够听见你所要我们听见的话。
So that we can hear the words that you want us to hear.
让我们在这里没有一个人是空空的回去的。
So that from here, none of us leave empty-handed.
求你纪念这个时间是为着你自己的旨意。
Pray that you honor this time as a time set aside for you.
也是为着你的名。
And it is for your name.
也是为着你的国度的。
And it is for your kingdom.
我们求你做人所不能做的工作。
We pray that you do the work that men cannot do.
需要得安慰的，求你安慰。
Pray that you comfort the ones who need comfort.
需要启示的，求你启示。
Pray that you reveal to the ones who need revelation.
需要更新的，求你更新。
Pray that you renew the ones who need to be renewed.
需要责备的，求你责备。
And pray that you rebuke those ones who need to be rebuked.
需要被建造的，求你建造。
And pray that you edify those who need to be edified.
我们无依无靠的向你仰望。
Lord, we helplessly come before you.
我们讲的、翻译的、听的，一同等候在你的面前。
The one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening are waiting before you.
愿你得着荣耀。
Pray that you receive the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。我们请读几处的圣经。
Let's please read a few places in the scripture.
第一处我们读以弗所书第一章。
First, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
第三节到第五节。
Verse 3 to 5.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神， 他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
再看罗马书第六章第八第九节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6 verse 8 and 9.
第六章罗马书第六章第八节。
Chapter 6 book of Romans verse 8.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Book of Romans chapter 6 verse 8 and 9. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him.
第六章第十四节。
Chapter 6 verse 14.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall no longer have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace.
第七章第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，你们岂不晓得律法管人是在活着的时候吗？
Brethren, for I speak to those who know of the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives.
律法管人就是律法做人的主。
And here it says that the law has dominion over a man.
我们再请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians chapter 1.
我们从十三节看到第二十节。
We'll read from verse 13 to verse 20.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造以先。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上地上，能看见的不能看见，或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And he is before all things, and in him all things consist.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
因为父喜欢叫一切丰盛在他里面居住。
For it pleased the Father that all in him all the fullness shall dwell.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。
And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
我们再看罗马书第八章
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
第三节，第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
律法既因肉体软弱，有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子，成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
再看罗马书第七章第六节。
Now let's look at Romans chapter 7, verse 6.
但我们既在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。
But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, not in the oldness of the letter.
再看第八章十二节到十四节。
And chapter 8, verse 12 through 14.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵，致死身体的恶行，必要活着，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Verse 12, Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们求你吹气在这些的话上面。
Lord, we pray that you breathe upon these words.
没有你说话，这些的话我们不能明白。
Without you speaking, we cannot understand these words.
我们求你圣灵吹气在你自己的话上。
We ask the Holy Spirit to breathe life into your own words.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们知道，我们蒙恩得救是神很大的爱。
We know that we are saved by grace and it is by God's great love.
是很大的恩典。
It is an amazing grace.
但是我们可能常常停在蒙恩得救就已经结束了。
But often we stop at the point of salvation by grace.
所以我们可能觉得我们罪过就是我们罪的行为得到了赦免，我们觉得这已经很不错了。
Often we feel that it is enough that our sinful deeds have been forgiven.
但是神在创立世界以前，在创造我们以前就已经定下了他的旨意。
But the Lord has established His will before the creation of us and all of heaven and earth.
就是预定我们这被创造的人能够得着神儿子的名分。
He predestined all of us who are saved to receive the name of His Son.
也可以说，在蒙恩得救之后，到真正得着神儿子的名分的过程，是经历神更大的爱。
In another word, we can say that from the point we are saved by grace to the point that we can receive the name of His Son, we are experiencing God's great love.
那个更丰盛的爱。
We are experiencing His more abundant love.
对于我们这个曾经堕落过的人。
For those of us who have been fallen before.
我们很难明白得着儿子的名分有什么好处。
It is very difficult for us to understand what is the benefit to have the name of the Son.
我自己也觉得我自己是很困难。
It is very difficult for myself as well.
但是从主的话来看，主非常非常看重这件事情。
But from the Lord's words, we know that the Lord looks highly upon this.
也可以说是，如果神的救恩在一个人身上能够达到丰满。
In other words, we can say that in order for God's will to reach the point of abundance on someone,
这个人要真的得着儿子的名分。
Then this person must truly have the name of the Son.
我们仅仅是罪得到赦免，在神看来并不满足。
God is not satisfied with us, our sin being forgiven.
我们这一个人要在神面前被神成全到一个地步，那个生命和度量 能够配得上得着儿子的名分。
Us as a person before God, God wants us to have the capacity and the life to receive the name of His Son.
这个不但是关乎我们是不是生命有价值。
This is not only related to whether or not our lives are worthy.
也不但关乎我们前途有没有方向。
And this is not related to whether or not we have a direction in front of us.
我们常常我们觉得自己没有方向。
Often we feel we're directionless.
为什么没有方向？
Before I have no direction.
没有信主的时候没有方向，那是应该的。
Before I believed in the Lord, there's nothing wrong with me not having direction.
信主了之后仍然没有方向。
But after I believed in the Lord, I still did not have direction.
就不应该了。
Then that's not supposed to be the case.
那可见我们跟主的关系，并没有回到神所要我们跟他那个他所预定我们应该要达到的那个关系。
From here, we can see that our relationship with God has not been reconciled to the point that He hoped.
对于他的话，我们看是看，却不明白。
For His words, we read them but do not understand them.
听是听，也不接受。
We listen to them but we do not receive them.
我们走自己的路，不走他带领我们的路。
We walk our own path, not the one that He wants to guide us on.
那个结局定规是没有方向。
And the result of that is that we will have no direction.
所以你要有方向，你必须要照着主所带领。
If you want to have direction, then you must follow the Lord.
而且主的焦点不是只有在我们身上。
And the Lord's focus is not only on us.
因为在创造我们之前，宇宙已经有一个大的毁坏。
Because before the creation of men, there has already been a great corruption in heaven and earth.
所以人的受造是有使命的。
Therefore, the creation of men has a purpose.
人的受造不是为自己，不是为人自己。
The creation of men is not for man himself.
人的受造是为了神他自己。
The creation of men is for God himself.
所以神对人有一个重大的托付，就是因着人伏在神的带领底下。
Therefore, God has a great will for men, and that is for men to be obedient to God.
神在宇宙中要做一个恢复的工作。
And God in this universe wants to do the work of reconciliation.
神也因着把我们带到得着儿子名分的度量。
And Lord, to bring us to the capacity to receive the name of the Son.
他创造我们的荣耀是更丰富的彰显。
So that His glory may be more manifested through the creation of us.
所以关于我们得着儿子的名分是一个超过我们想象的一个范围。
Therefore, to have the name of the Son, it is beyond our imagination.
但是神却非常看重这件事情。
But the Lord looks highly upon this.
因为将来有一个聚会是神长子共聚的总会。
Because there will be a gathering in the future for all the firstborns of God.
就是所有已经得着儿子名分的人他们聚在一起，那有一个聚会，你知道那个聚会是很特别的聚会。
And it is a special gathering for all the people who have received the name of God's Son.
这是在希伯来书第十二章里面的。
The book of Hebrews chapter 12 talks about this.
所以有一个神，就好像一个神长子所共聚的总会。
It is a gathering of all the firstborns of God.
但是得着儿子名分，有些的障碍，主道告诉我们。
But the Lord also talks about, tells us some of the obstacles on the way to receive the name of the Son.
也就是说，我们如果能够在这个障碍上能蒙主的怜悯，能够出去的话
，If by God's mercy we can overcome these obstacles,
我们每一个人都可以得着儿子的名分。
Then every single one of us can have the name of the Son.
刚才我们所读的主的话里面
，In those words that we have just read.
有几个词很重要。
There are some words that are very important.
第一个，罪不能做你们的主。
First, sin cannot be your Lord.
今天我们蒙恩得救，就是我们的罪行、罪的过犯得到赦免。
Today we are saved by grace, and the deeds of our sin have been forgiven.
但是那个罪的权势、罪的能力还在我们身上。
But the dominion of sin, the power of sin is still on us.
所以呢，主说罪的权势不能做你的主。
Therefore, the Lord says that the dominion of sin cannot be your Lord.
罪的权势还在我们身上，但罪的权势不能做我们的主。
The dominion of sin is still on us, but it can no longer be our Lord.
另外一个是死亡不能做我们的主。
And the other one is that death can no longer be our Lord.
还有一个是律法不能做我们的主。
And the other one is that law cannot be your Lord.
那解决这些的问题是靠着我们吗？
Can we resolve these problems by us?
感谢主，主没有留下任何一点的机会叫我们自己努力。
Thank the Lord, He did not leave any opportunity for us to work hard.
罪不能做我们的主，因为我们是在恩典之下。
Sin cannot be our Lord because we are under grace.
我们在恩典之下。
We are under grace.
这对于我们基督徒都是非常熟悉的话。
These are very familiar words for us Christians.
我们的确在恩典之下。
We are truly under grace.
但是，我们是不是能够显出我们真正活在恩典的里面的人呢？
But can we really live as if we are people under grace?
我们知道我们罪得到赦免，这是神很大的恩典。
We know that our sins have been forgiven and it is by God's great grace.
可是我们常常发生一个情形，赦免了之后我们又再去犯。
But we often find that after the forgiveness we would sin again.
赦免了又再犯，犯了又再赦免，求赦免。
We would ask for forgiveness and sin again, and we would sin again and ask for forgiveness.
当然，主照他的话，他信实的话说：“我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，他就赦免我们的罪。”
Of course, by God's faithful words, He tells us that if we sin and ask for forgiveness, then by His faith He will forgive us.
但是主并没有意思叫我们不断的过犯罪。得赦免，犯罪得赦免的日子。
But the Lord has no intention for us to continuously live in a cycle of sinning and forgiving.
我们在蒙罪得赦免这个恩典上面，你有没有发现，你对神的认识应该要进步
？Have we find that we need additional, we need a deeper knowledge of God as we receive the grace of forgiveness?
当你蒙神赦免你的罪越多的时候。你心里有没有一个感觉，你不能再多犯罪
？As you receive more grace from God through forgiveness, do you have a feeling in your heart that you should no longer sin?
你有没有感觉到，你再多犯一次罪，不但是残害你自己，是亏缺了神多大的荣耀
？Do you feel that this one more time that you sin, not only are you hurting yourself, but you're coming short of God's grace?
所以我们不断的夸我们罪得赦免，其实并不太怎么样，那并不是最重要的东西。
It is not the most important thing for us to boast about the forgiveness of our sin.
因为神更大的恩典在后头。
Because God's amazing grace is behind it.
因为那个罪的权势在我们身上。
Because the dominion of sin is still on us.
你知道要让这个权势不发出来，要多大的恩典吗？
Do you know, in order for that power not to manifest itself, what amazing grace it requires?
要多大的能力在后头呢？
What great power is required behind it?
要多大的拯救在后头？
What great salvation must be behind it?
我里面有炸药。
I have an explosive in me.
但是这个炸药呢，不会爆炸。
But this explosive does not explode.
怎么能做得到呢？
How can that be?
因为炸药就在里面。
Because explosives is already in it.
只要有火就来就炸掉了。
As long as there's fire, it will explode.
但为什么炸药在里面又不能爆炸呢？
But why is it not exploding inside of me?
主就叫我们回头看，主在十字架上面的工作是何等的大。
The Lord asks us to turn back and look what amazing work has been done on the cross.
他不只为我们死，为我们埋葬，为我们复活。
Not only did he die and be buried and resurrect for us,
他也把我们一同钉死，一同埋葬，一同复活。
He also nailed us with him, and we are buried with him and resurrect with him.
我们知道 有许多弟兄姊妹对于罪有感觉了。
We know many brothers and sisters have a feeling towards sin.
所以呢，有时候就祷告说：“主啊，把我钉死吧。”
And we pray that Lord, please nail us on the cross.
因为死了就不会犯罪了。
Because once we die, we can no longer sin.
但是主的话告诉我们说，主在十字架上面钉死的时候。
But the Lord's word tells us that when our Lord was nailed on the cross.
是把我们一同钉死。
We are nailed with him.
所以他把我们一同钉死是已经成就的事情。
Therefore, he nailing us to the cross is something that is already accomplished.
这件事情你心里知道吗？
Do you know this in your heart?
我不是指你知识上知道不知道。
I'm not saying whether or not you know it in your mind.
你如果心里知道，你就会在信心里面站在这个主成就的事实上面。
If you know this in your heart, then you will stand on this fact by your faith.
如果心里不知道，我就还是有个感觉说，要求主再把我定一次。
If I don't have this knowledge, this understanding in my heart, then I will ask the Lord to nail me on the cross once more.
所以主有个极大的恩典，就把我们同定死。
The Lord has an amazing grace, which is nailing us on the cross with Him.
而且把我们带到同复活。
And He also brings us in resurrection with Him.
他的生命给我们。
He gave us His life.
那一个复活的生命。
This resurrected life.
我们讲到恩典，有的时候我们多半是盼望我们像被摆在这一个温室啊，温室你知道啊，温室里面的那样的恩典。
When we talk about grace, we often feel we are placed in this greenhouse.
就是说，我们每次祷告的时候，就盼望我们不发生任何不如意的事情。
Every time we pray, we hope that nothing will happen against our wish.
任何有妨碍我们的这个生活的，妨碍我们喜乐的，我们都求主来捆绑。
We ask the Lord to bound any obstacles that will be in our way for our pleasure.
但是我们这个温室还是以我们自己做中心的。
But this greenhouse is still centered around us.
当然主也许多时候给我们。
Of course, many times the Lord answers our prayers.
但主有时候呢，要调整我们的心态。
But many times the Lord wants to adjust our attitude.
就是不要我们一直以自己做中心。
So that we are not always putting ourselves in the center.
所以他就故意不要听我们。
And then he on purpose does not listen to us.
他是听到的，但是他不要照我们的意思做。
He heard, but he will not do according to our will.
但是很稀奇，你如果是站在以主做中心的，主的旨意做中心的。
But amazingly, if you're standing at the point where the Lord's will is the center,
你就发现这样的在温像温室一样的这样的恩典不断的领导我们。
Then you will find that this grace, like the greenhouse, will continuously come upon us.
因为主知道怎么样帮助我们在最快、最短的时候、机会里面，能够真正的经历他和认识他。
Because the Lord knows how we can, through the shortest path, the fastest way to experience Him and to know Him.
他也乐意把各样的恩典赐给我们。
And He takes pleasure in giving us this grace.
他要建立我们向着他的那个信心。
He wants to edify us in building the faith in him.
他也让我们知道他的能耐，他的能力是何等的浩大。
So that we may know how great is his power.
他也在那里让我们知道他的爱是何等的丰富。
And to show us how abundant is his love.
所以他很乐意保护我们。
Therefore, he takes pleasure in protecting us.
在许许多多的方面都保护我们。
In many different aspects, he protects us.
所以我们在他的保护底下，我们好像在温室里面成长。
And under his protection, it is as if we're growing in this greenhouse.
我相信这样的恩典，许多弟兄姊妹都很丰富的经历。
I believe many brothers and sisters have abundantly experienced this.
但是主还有另外一个更大的恩典。
But the Lord has even greater grace.
就是所谓得胜生命的恩典。
And that is the grace of an overcome life.
那个生命是得胜的生命。
It is an life that has overcome.
当温室外面的建筑被拆掉的时候，
When you take away the structure of the greenhouse on the outside,
就是要面对环境一切的考验。
And then you are facing the test of different circumstances.
没有一个基督徒，他说他向着神有信心，他不需要经过考验。
There is no Christian who can say that he has faith to God without going through trials.
但是请你注意，接受考验的不是你，也不是我。
But pay attention, it is not you and I who are going through trials.
接受考验的是主给我们在我们里面的他的生命。
What is being tested is the life that he has given us.
所以如果你在温室的恩典当中多多的经历，
If you have abundantly experienced grace while you're in the greenhouse,
在你里面已经跟主建立那个活的关系，
In you there is a living relationship with God,
主要把你带到一个地步，让你能够接受环境的考验。
Then the Lord will lead you to a point that you may experience the trials of different environments.
是叫我们知道他摆在我们里面的生命是何等丰盛的生命。
So that we may know that the life that he has placed in us, what an abundant life it is.
我想有些弟兄们听到这个就不太想要。
I think many brothers and sisters don't want to listen to this.
因为我们都是怕困难的人。
Because we are all afraid of difficulty.
请你记得，不是你接受考验，是主的生命接受考验。
But please remember, it is not you who's going through the trial, but the life the Lord has placed in you.
你只要跟主保持活的新鲜的关系，
as long as you keep a living and fresh relationship with the Lord,
越是在艰难的环境，你发现主的恩典越大。
Then you will find the more difficult the circumstances are, the more amazing God's grace is.
越是在不可能的情况底下，你发现主的荣耀是越大的彰显。
When under these impossible circumstances,Then you will find God's glory will be manifested.
所以有一个恩典是那个得胜的生命主放在我们里面。
Then there is a grace that is God's overcome life is in us.
让我们能够面对所有各种不同的主允许临到我们的各样的环境。
So that we may face the different trials that the Lord has allowed to befall on us.
这是主自己亲自先给我们做榜样走过一切。
The Lord has set himself as an example before us.
所以我们需要认识主的恩典。
Therefore, we need to know about God's grace.
如果我们对主的恩典不够认识，
If we do not know enough about the Lord's grace,
我们就觉得我们 还应该多犯一点罪。
Then we may feel that we can sin a bit more.
因为主的恩典大到一个地步，叫我们知道我们不应该再犯罪。
But the Lord's grace is abundant to a point that we know we should sin no more.
当我们来到那个犯罪的那个环境的时候，
When we are at the point of sinning,
里面生命有一个反应叫我们不可以跟他们一样。
Then there will be a reaction in us. The life will tell us to not do so.
生命的长进，犯罪是很大的影响。
The growth of life is greatly impacted by sinning.
在旧约有一种人叫做拿细人。
In the Old Testament, there's a kind of people called the Nazarenes.
神对拿细人的要求就好像对大祭司的要求。
God's requirement for these people are like his requirements for the high priests.
当拿细人他不需要是亚伦家族的人。
The Nazarenes, they don't need to be from the family of Aaron.
本来神在他安排底下，这一个以色列人只剩下利未人可以直接的亲近神。
Under God's plan, only the Levites can serve under God.
而只有亚伦那一家的人可以在圣殿里面侍奉神。
And only those from the tribe of Aaron can serve in the temple.
但是神呢，又开了一条路，就是拿细耳人的约。
And then the Lord opened another road, which is.The covenant of the Nazarenes.
就是所有以色列十二个支派其他的支派的人他只要愿意侍奉神。
And it is among the 12 tribes of Israel, all those who are willing to serve him.
他把自己奉献给神。
He sacrifices himself to God.
他与神立了拿细耳人的约。
And then he establishes a covenant with God.
他就可以来亲近神而且来侍奉神。
And then he can be close to God and serve God.
而且他们可以像大祭司一样 在圣殿里面侍奉。
And then he can be like a high priest serving in the temple.
但是拿细耳人呢，神对他有特殊的要求。
But these people, God have a special requirement for them.
如果他跟神立的是十年的约，
if he established a covenant for 10 years,
那他在这十年之内呢，他不能吃葡萄喝葡萄做的东西。
Then he cannot eat grapes or anything that is made from grapes.
他头发不能剪。
Cannot cut his hair.
他不能靠近死亡的东西。
He cannot be anywhere near anything that is dead.
他只要一靠近死亡的东西，他这个约呢就重来就不算。
If he is anywhere near death, then this vow is broken.
如果他已经到了九年半 都很顺利、啊、都没有违反那个约的问题。
If for nine and a half years, he does not break the covenant.
那他在那里突然有一个人死在他旁边。
All of a sudden, someone dies next to him.
啊，不是他去找他了，是刚好那个人就死在他旁边。
He did not go look for death, but this person just happens to die next to him.
那他的九年半呢，就通通不算。
And then those nine and a half years do not count anymore.
他必须在主面前，在献赎罪祭，再重新开始，再从第一天。第一年的第一天才重新算起。
Then he must reestablish his vows before the Lord and start counting from day one.
所以你看神算日子哈，很特别的。
Therefore, you see, God has a special way of counting days.
啊，他已经九年半了，他差半年而已，就他这个约，他这个跟神的约定就结束了。
It's already been nine and a half years. He only has half a year more to go, but then the vow is broken.
那这个时候沾染的死尸呢？哎呀，应该是这几天把它处理处理就够了。
If he touches death at that point, then sometimes it's okay if he just cleans it up.
但是不是，神说通通不算。
But no, the Lord says that cannot be the case. None of it counts.
这是一幅图画给我们看的。
This is a picture that is shown to us.
那今天你我都犯过罪。
Today you and I have all sinned.
我讲的是我们信主之后犯过罪。
It is the sin in our heart.
你有没有？在犯罪的时候，你没有感觉，你漏掉了，漏掉了，你的生命漏掉了。
Do you have a feeling in your heart that when you sin, your life is slipping away from you?
这是我亲身的经历。
This is my personal experience.
哎呀，我们有时候觉得说，哎呀，没关系啦，这个事情啊、小罪没关系。
Sometimes we think this is such a small sin that it doesn't matter.
哎，你在犯以前觉得没关系。
Before you sin, you think it doesn't matter.
可是你真的犯下去。
But when you do it,
你就发现关系很重大。
Then you will find that it actually does matter a great deal.
好像那个生命就漏掉了，就离。
You feel like your life is slipping away.
我们其实不太知道哈，我们犯罪对我们个人自己的那个影响和伤害有多深多大。
We do not understand what great impact, what great hurt and pain our sinning causes us.
主非常知道这件事情。
But the Lord very much knows this.
所以他一而再、再而三的告诉我们，他也告诉我们，他给我们的恩典大到一个地步，我们不需要继续犯罪。
Therefore, he repeatedly tells us that he has given us the grace so that we no longer have to sin.
所以他的恩典有一个大到一个地步，就是我们可以不用犯罪。
His grace is amazing to a point that we no longer need to sin.
许多的时候我们犯罪是我们选择要犯罪。
Many times we choose to sin.
所以他的恩典是需要我们多多认识的。
His grace is for us to know him more.
特别是这个得胜的生命。
Especially about this victorious life.
主已经给我们了。
The Lord has already given it to us.
已经在我们里面了。
It is already in us.
我们需要在信心里面去进入到那个实际里面。
Then in faith we must experience this reality.
另外一个就是叫我们死亡不能做主的主。
And on the other side he says death can no longer be our Lord.
死亡不能做主耶稣的主，死亡也不能做信耶稣的人的主。
The death cannot be the Lord of Jesus Christ and he cannot be the Lord of all those who believe in him.
因为主给的生命是那个超越死亡的生命。
Because the Lord has given us a life that surpasses death.
是那个复活的生命。
It is a resurrected life.
是那个死亡没有办法捆绑拘禁的生命。
It is a life that cannot be bound by death.
我们有时候在许多的环境好像被死捆住一样。
And many times we feel like we're in circumstances where we're bound by death.
但是你每一次在信心里面站到那个复活的地位上。
But every time in faith when you stand at the point of resurrection,
你赞美主的复活,
when you praise the Lord's resurrection,
你支取主的复活的能力,
you take out your hand to receive the power of resurrection,
那个复活的好像就在你身上在那运行,
and then you will feel that power doing its work on you.
你也没有做什么,
you haven't done anything.
你只是在信心上站在那个实际,
it is only in faith that you're standing upon upon that fact.
那个生命就在里面运动。
And then that life will work in you.
是非常奇妙的事。
It is a very amazing thing.
请记得，死亡不能做我们的主。
Please remember, death cannot be our Lord.
什么时候，如果我们活在私欲里面？
Anytime we are living within our selfishness,
你知道死亡哈，就罪跟死亡是有关系的。
You know, sin and death are related.
但罪和前面呢，还有一个东西。
But before sin, there's something else.
在律法里面叫贪心。
In the law, it is called lust.
那在雅各书讲说它是私欲。
In the book of James, it is called covet.
那个私欲呢？私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。
It says that if the covetousness is in you, then it will bear sin.
罪既长成，就生出死来。
And the growth of sin will be death.
所以这个罪呢，跟死呢好像是关联性的。
Here you see the sin and death is related.
啊，那罪的前头呢，就是私欲。
And before sin, there's covetousness.
所以什么时候我们感觉自己有私欲的时候，就是该在主面前求主对付我们的时候。
Whenever we feel that there is a strong desire in us, we must ask the Lord to forgive us.
就是该拯救我们脱离那个私欲的时候。
It is the time to save us from our own desire.
不但罪不能做我们的主。
Not only can sin cannot be our Lord.
死亡不能做我们的主。
Death cannot be our Lord.
律法也不能做我们的主。
Law can also not be our Lord.
在罗马书第七章讲说，律法管人呢，是在人活着的时候。
In Romans chapter 7, it says the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives.
也就是律法在人身上做主呢，乃是在人活在旧人里面的时候。
It is also to say that the law has dominion over a man as long as he is still the old man.
所以只要我是活在旧造里面，我就没有办法脱离律法的管束。
As long as I am still living under the old creation, then I cannot be freed from the law.
我们需要思想一下。
We must think about this.
我们从信主到现在。
From the day we believed in the Lord until today.
我们是活在新的生命里面呢，还是活在旧的生命里面？
Are we living in a new life or the old life?
如果我是活在旧的生命里面，我就不知不觉我活在律法之下。
If you are still living under the old life, then without knowing it, you're living under the law.
因为你只要活在旧造里面，你就一定在律法的管束底下。
Because for as long as you're living under the old creation, you are under the dominion of the law.
所以从你从你信主第一天到现在，你的在主面前从来没有更新过，你就一直活在旧里面。
Therefore, from the day you believed in the Lord until today, if you have never been renewed, then you're still living in the old self.
所以你若活在这个律法底下呢，你读圣经就有个现象。
Therefore, if you're still living under the old creation, then there's a phenomenon when you read the Bible.
如果活在律法之下呢，我最怕看到就是不可以这样，不可以那样。
If you're living under the law, the thing that you are most afraid of is the scripture saying you cannot do this and you cannot do that.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你们现在是不是这样。
I don't know if brothers and sisters are like this.
我信主之后有一段时间哈，一边很喜欢读圣经哈。
There's a time after I believed in the Lord. On one hand, I really enjoy reading the scripture.
但另外一面呢，我很怕看到说不可以这样，不可以那样。
But on the other hand, I'm very afraid to read. You cannot do this and you cannot do that.
一看到不可以这样，不可以那样，好像就是在定我的罪一样。
And whenever I read that I cannot do these things, I feel as if it is condemning me for my sin.
不可以这样，不可以那样，好像他说越说不可以，我就越要去做。
It is as if the more it says that I cannot, there's a stronger desire for me to do so.
那就是我活在旧人里面。
And that is because I was living in the old creation.
我活在肉体里面。
I was living in my flesh.
我活在那个被神定罪的那个旧人和肉体里面。
I was living in the flesh of the old creation that is already nailed on a cross.
但是到了有一天，我学会了顺从圣灵的引导。
But one day when I learned to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣经告诉我们，律法的义没有一个人可以成就。
The scripture tells us that the righteousness of law no man can fulfill.
所以我们千万不要自告奋勇说 我有办法成就律法所要求的。
Therefore, let us not be brave and think that we can fulfill the righteousness of the law.
如果我可以成就的话，主耶稣就不用钉十字架。
If we can fulfill, then the Lord do not need to be nailed on the cross.
如果我可以成就的话，主耶稣不用道成肉身。
If I can fulfill, then the Lord doesn't need to come in flesh.
神把我们看得非常的透。
The Lord sees through us.
你一点都不能做到，我也一点都不能做到。
You cannot do it, and I cannot do it.
所以主耶稣他来到地上，他为我们被挂在十字架上面。
Therefore, Lord Jesus came to this world and was crucified on the cross.
这看起来是他被挂在十字架上面。
When you see it, it is as if he was crucified.
但是神借着我们的信心，连于他的成就的工作。
But the Lord, through our faith, connects us to his work.
就好像他钉死，也把我同钉死，这个怎么能连得起来？
And I am crucified with him. How can that be so?
当然，从我们这个头脑的分析是很难明白的。
Of course, if we use the understanding in our mind, it is very difficult to understand.
但圣经告诉我们，神做这件事的时候，不是仅仅在历史当中做这件事情。
But the scripture tells us that when God did this, he did not only do it in history.
神在历史当中成就这件事情。
God has fulfilled this in history.
但是神在做那件事情的时候，是以基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
But he also is doing this by sacrificing the blameless Christ.
所以主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，事实上是圣灵同时在那做那个工作。
Therefore, when Jesus was crucified, the Holy Spirit was doing the work at the same time.
所以不管是他把我们同钉死也好。
Therefore, whether we say he is crucified with us,
或者他的宝血也好，
or whether precious blood,
或者其他一切属灵的丰富也好，
or other abundance in spiritual abundance,
因为他在历史上做那件事情的时候，圣灵也同时做那件事情。
Because when he was doing this in history, the Holy Spirit was doing it at the same time.
所以这里有一个超越我们所想象的时空，超越时空的那个灵界的事情。
Therefore, this is something in the spiritual world that is beyond time and space.
所以呢，他也把我们一同钉死。
Therefore, he also crucified us with him.
而且呢，他呢也借着他所成就的，使我们这一个人呢能够达到律法所要求的。
And therefore, because of what he has fulfilled, we can fulfill the law.
这个达到呢是什么？借着我们相信他。借着我们随从圣灵，不随从肉体。
This fulfillment is through our faith, through us following the Holy Spirit and not the flesh.
所以我们如果能够真正的顺从圣灵，
Therefore, if we can truly follow the Holy Spirit,
你就发现那个圣经上那些要求的话，你就觉得不是这么困难。
Then you will see that these requirements, these commandments in the scripture, they're not that hard.
而且你会在主面前寻求思考，到底怎么样才是那个实际。
And you will seek before the Lord to ask what is the reality, what is the truth.
当然我们有一个，当然有一个，我们当然会有个企图哈，就是想说我们要把它定出一个标准的规定出来啊，这样的规，这样的原则呢就是达到了，那样的原则呢，那样的情况呢就没有达到。
Of course, we have a motive that is we want to have certain sets of standard. If we do these things, then we have fulfilled the standard, and if we don't, then we do not.
但是你如果真正随从圣灵，你不需要定这个原则。
But if you are truly obedient to the Holy Spirit, then you don't need these standards.
你发现圣灵把你带过去都是超越的。
You will find that when the Holy Spirit is guiding you, it surpasses.
你千万不要小看神圣灵的带领。
Do not look lightly upon the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
好像我们总觉得，因为我们这个人很小，
we're so small.
我们这个人常常觉得说，我想不到的东西，神也想不到。
We often think the things that we cannot think of, God cannot think of either.
我做不到的，神也做不到。
Whatever I cannot do, God cannot do either.
这是很多人心里的光景。
Many people think like that in their heart.
他所信的神就是他自己差不多。
The God that he believes in is pretty much himself.
他觉得神呢，是在他想象范围之内的那个样子叫神。
He thinks that the image of God is within his imagination.
所以呢，凡是超过他想象范围之内的，都神都做不到。
All one's imagination, God cannot do.
所以就算是神的要求，神的律法的要求， 我们也很容易落在这种情况之下。
And even if it is under the requirements of the law, it is very easy for us to fall into that state.
我们要定出一个标准原则。
We want to have these standards.
符合这个标准原则，好像达到规定了。
When we fulfill these standards, it is as if we have reached.
没有呢，就觉得没有达到。
Then if we don't, then it is as if we have not reached.
但圣灵往往做超越那一切的事情。
But the Holy Spirit often does the work that surpasses all of these.
所以今天我们很重要的要学习让圣灵在我们身上做主。
Therefore, today it is very important for us to learn how to let the Holy Spirit be the Lord on us.
你如果是让主耶稣在你身上做主,
if you let Lord Jesus be the Lord on you,
你就会让圣灵在你身上做主。
Then you will let the Holy Spirit be the Lord on you.
你如果说你让主耶稣在你身上做主,
if you say that you let Lord Jesus be the Lord on you,
但你却没有让圣灵在你身上做主,
but you do not let the Holy Spirit be the Lord,
其实主耶稣并没有在你身上做主。
Then in actuality, Lord Jesus is not the Lord in you.
我们生命的长大跟主在我们身上是不是真的做主有绝对的关系。
Whether or not our spiritual life is maturing has everything to do whether or not Lord Jesus is the Lord in our life.
如果主只是我们口头上的主，不是我们真正生命的主。
If the Lord is only our Lord of words but not the Lord of our life,
我们有的时候会自欺欺人。
Then many times we will be lying to ourselves.
我们觉得我们很认识主。
We feel as if we know very much about the Lord.
我们觉得我们很侍奉主。
We feel as if we are serving the Lord.
但是可能从主的话看起来完全不是这么回事。
But if you look at the words, if you look at the Lord's words, then that is totally not the case.
如果主在你身上做主,
if the Lord is the Lord on you,
我请问你一个问题。
Then let me ask you a question.
主叫你来聚会的时候，你来不来？
When the Lord asks you to come to the gathering, do you come?
这是一个很现实的问题。
This is a very practical question.
很多人有很多理由不要聚会。
Many people have many excuses not to come to the gathering.
其实不是别的原因。
Actually, it's not for any other reason.
主不能在他身上做主。
But the Lord cannot be the Lord in his life.
主如果在你身上做主,
if the Lord is the Lord of your life,
主让你想起来今天晚上有聚会。 你要不要心里预备?
Do you have to be prepared in your heart?
你要不要向神求恩典?
Do you want to ask him for grace?
你要不要仰望主为你开路?
Do you want to look upon him to open the path for you?
主在你身上做主。
If the Lord is the Lord in your life,
基本上关于主的事情, 主一提醒你, 你应该愿意跟上。
Then basically, whatever the Lord reminds you, you should be willing to follow.
如果连基本的聚会你都不能聚会,
if you cannot come to the basic gatherings,
你怎么能够跟众圣徒在生命中交通呢?
Then how can you have fellowship with all the saints?
你怎么能够有份于神在教会中的工作呢?
How can you partake in Lord's work in church?
神在圣经上明明给我们看见神现在工作的中心在教会里面。
God has shown us clearly in the scripture that the focus of his work is on church.
但如果主不是你的主,
therefore, if the Lord is not your Lord,
你就可以堂而皇之地说, 我不用参加任何的聚会。
Then you can boldly say, I do not need to come to any gatherings.
你可以用千百个理由。
You may have thousands of excuses.
但是主如果在你身上说, 他是你的主。
But if the Lord says he is the Lord of your life,
他的确是你的主。
And he truly is your Lord.
不但你口里称他为主,
not only do you admit he is the Lord through your words,
你全人愿意伏在他的面前尊他为主。
Your entire person is willing to lie to bow down before him to admit that he is your Lord.
如果主看重我们聚集的机会,
then if Lord looks highly upon every opportunity of gathering,
你要不要看重呢?
Then do you look highly upon them?
如果主是我们的主,
if the Lord is our Lord,
我们的清洁工作不能没有人做,
our cleaning work cannot be neglected.
主是我们的主, 就是要你多花一个小时你都愿意花下来。
Then you will be willing to spend that extra hour.
别人不愿意做，但你愿意做。
No one else is willing to do it, but you are.
主如果不是你的主，
But if the Lord is not your Lord,
你多花五分钟你都觉得很亏，就都觉得你很那个、很难过。
Then if you have to spend an extra 5 minutes, then you feel very uncomfortable.
千万不要只有口头喊主。
Then I do not just call him the Lord through by your mouth.
你如果只是口头喊主，是骗你自己。
If you're only calling him the Lord by your mouth, then you're lying to yourself.
主知道你是不是尊他为主。
The Lord knows whether or not you think of him as the Lord.
我们也不想彼此审判。
We are not judging each other.
但是主如果真是你的主，
But if the Lord is truly your Lord,
你在心理上、态度上、你行动上，都会让主看得出来。
Then in your heart, in your attitude, in your action, then the Lord will be able to see.
在弟兄姊妹当中也能够有见证出来。
And among brothers and sisters, you can testify.
不要只要口头上喊主。
Do not only call him the Lord by your mouth.
不要只在有困难的时候喊主。
Do not only call upon the Lord in hard times.
今天主给你一个能够自由亲近他的机会。今天主给你一个能够侍奉他的机会。
The Lord today has given you an opportunity to serve him.
主要成全你。
God wants to fulfill you.
主要借着你能够带进祝福给你自己，给你的家，给你所遇到的一切人。
God wants to bring blessings to you, to your family, to people around you, through you.
主盼望你成为他手中贵重的器皿。
God wants you to be a noble instrument in His hand.
主盼望你得到神儿子的名分。
Lord wants you to have the name of the God, the name of the Son of God.
但是有一个情形就是，你是不是真的能够让他做主呢？
But there is a case where can you really let Him be your Lord?
还是你继续要让死亡做你的主？还是你继续要让罪做你的主？
Or do you want sin to continue to be your Lord?
还是你继续要让律法做你的主？
Or do you want the law to continue to be your Lord?
你为什么不能够以恩典做你的主？
Why can you not let grace be your Lord?
神就是恩典。
God is grace.
神一切恩典都在基督里面。
God's grace is all in Christ.
神已经预备好。
God has already prepared it.
神给我们。
He has already given it to us.
没有一件事情能够大过他的恩典的。
There is nothing that is greater than his grace.
没有一个难处能够超越他的恩典的。
There is no hardship that can surpass his grace.
恩典是借着义作王。
Grace is the Lord through righteousness.
使信耶稣的人进入永生。
So that all those who believe in Christ can go into eternity.
为什么不让恩典在你身上做主？
Why do you not let grace be the Lord in your life?
主把复活生命给你。
The Lord has given you a resurrected life.
为什么我们还要活得像瘫痪的一样？
Why do we still live like a paralyzed person?
瘫痪就是有死亡在他身上。
Paralyzed is to have death in your life.
主已经复活。
The Lord has already resurrected.
那个复活的生命已经在你里面，在我里面。
This resurrected life is already in you and in me.
为什么不寻求主？
Why not seek after the Lord?
让他真正的做主，使复活的生命从我们身上彰显出来。
Why not truly let him be the Lord so the resurrected life can be manifested on us?
主已经升上高天。
The Lord has already ascended to heaven.
圣灵已经降下来。
The Holy Spirit has already come.
我们有内住的圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
也有能力的圣灵。为什么不学习来依靠圣灵？
Why not learn to rely on the Holy Spirit?
让圣灵带我们进过所有一切的真理。
So that the truth can guide, so that the Holy Spirit can guide us through all truth.
让圣灵把我们抚养长大。
So that the Holy Spirit can nurture us to grow.
让圣灵使我们这一人刚强起来。
So that the Holy Spirit can strengthen us.
让圣灵使我们这一个人被带到那个生命度量主满意的那个程度。
So the Holy Spirit can bring us to bring the capacity. capacity of our life to a point that is satisfying to God.
圣灵已经在你里面。
The Holy Spirit is already in you.
你要被圣灵充满。
You must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不但要被圣灵充满。
Not only to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
而且要满有圣灵。
And but to be full of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵要从我们身上流露出去。
So that the Holy Spirit can flow out of us.
我们是圣灵使用的器皿。
We are the vessel that the Holy Spirit can use.
如果圣灵不能够从你身上流露出去。
If the Holy Spirit cannot flow from you.
你就不可能真正成为爱的器皿。
Then you cannot become a vessel of love.
千万不要把爱只定义在说那个社交的层面。
Do not only define love at the level of socializing.
那个爱的后面有多强多大的生命在后头。
Behind love, what amazing life is behind it.
爱就是神自己。
Love is God himself.
圣灵就是神自己。
The Holy Spirit is God himself.
你没有被圣灵充满。
If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit,
你不能满有圣灵。
You cannot be full of the Holy Spirit.
你自己经历神的爱不够多。
If you do not experience God's love enough,
你也不可能成为爱的管道。
Then you will not become a channel of love.
爱当中有很多的受苦。
In love, there is much suffering.
你有什么能力受苦？
What power do you have to suffer?
我们盼望主怜悯我们。
Praise the Lord will have mercy on us.
我们不要因着犯罪受苦。
Do not suffer because of sin.
我们蒙主的怜悯，可以为着他的旨意受苦。
We, by God's mercy, we will be able to suffer for His will.
因为犯罪受苦，那是我们应当受的。
Because suffering for our sin is the punishment that we're supposed to receive.
叫做罪有应得。
That is called the punishment that you deserve.
但是如果是因着他的旨意受苦，
But if you are suffering for His will,
是叫我们得荣耀，
That is for us to receive glory,
是成全我们，
It is to fulfill us,
是神借我们在宇宙中做恢复的工作，
It is God using us to complete the work of resurrection in this universe.
求主帮助我们，
Pray that the Lord will help us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手中。
Lord, we put these words in your hand.
你自己要说的话，你自己来成全。
Your words, you fulfill yourself.
求你在我们身上做人所不能做的工作。
Pray that you do the work on us that men cannot do.
但愿我们每一个都是复活的人。
Pray that every single one of us is the resurrected one.
虽然我们的地位上是复活的。
Even though we have a status of the resurrected one,
但愿我们真的活在复活的世纪。
But pray that we live in the reality of resurrection.
但愿圣灵在我们里面真的能够做主掌权。
Hope that the Holy Spirit can really be the Lord in our life.
求主怜悯我们。
Pray that the Lord will have mercy on us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.